Sufficient evidence. God has given in His Word sufficient evidence of its divine character. Yet finite minds are inadequate fully to comprehend the purposes of the Infinite One. How unsearchable are His judgments, and His ways past finding out. Still, we can discern boundless love and mercy united to infinite power. Our Father in heaven will reveal to us as much as it is for our good to know, beyond that we must trust the hand that is omnipotent, the heart that is full of love. God will never remove all excuse for unbelief. All who look for hooks to hang their doubts upon will find them. And those who refuse to obey until every objection has been removed will never come to the light. The unrenewed heart is at enmity with God. But faith is inspired by the Holy Spirit and will flourish as it is cherished. No man can become strong in faith without determined effort. If men permit themselves to cavil, they will find doubt becoming more confirmed. But those who doubt and distrust the assurance of His grace dishonor Christ. They are unproductive trees that shut away the sunlight from other plants, causing them to droop and die under the chilling shadow. The life work of these persons will appear as a never-ceasing witness against them. There is but one cause for those to pursue who honestly desire to be freed from doubts. Instead of questioning that which they do not understand, let them give heed to the light which already shines upon them, and they will receive greater light. Satan can present a counterfeit so closely resembling the truth that it deceives those willing to be deceived, who desire to shun the sacrifice demanded by the truth. But it is impossible for him to hold under his power one soul who honestly desires, at whatever cost, to know the truth. Christ is the truth, the light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. If any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine. The Lord permits his people to be subjected to the fiery ordeal of temptation, not because he takes pleasure in their distress, but because this is essential to their final victory. He could not, consistently with his own glory, shield them from temptation, for the object of the trial is to prepare them to resist all the allurements of evil. Neither wicked men nor devils can shut out God's presence from his people if they will confess and put away their sins and claim his promises. Every temptation, open or secret, may be successfully resisted, not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Who is he that will harm you, if ye be followers of that which is good? Satan is well aware that the weakest soul who abides in Christ is more than a match for the hosts of darkness. Therefore he seeks to draw away the soldiers of the cross from their strong fortification, while he lies in ambush, ready to destroy all who venture upon his ground. Only in reliance upon God and obedience to all his commandments can we be secure. No man is safe for a day or an hour without prayer. Entreat the Lord for wisdom to understand His word. Satan is an expert in quoting Scripture, placing his own interpretation on passages by which he hopes to cause us to stumble. We should study with humility of heart. While we must constantly guard against the devices of Satan, we should pray in faith continually, "Lead us not into temptation."